You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
2-2 on a line shot down the left field line. That ball is gone! And the Rays win it! A line drive home run by Evan Longoria.
Evan Longoria of the Tampa Bay Rays. Listen to that, folks. That's the sound of history. Yes, indeed. That is the chainsaw of reality just sort of ravaging Red Sox Nation last night as they finished one of the most depressing collapses in sports history. And Evan Longoria's Tampa Bay Rays and the third baseman's playoff clinching home run last night over the Yankees was just part of the story. This is complicated and it's big. While the Rays were coming back from a 7-0 eighth inning deficit, that's right. I mean, it was a comeback. I mean, a serious comeback. The Boston Red Sox were fighting the elements and the Baltimore Orioles unsuccessfully, and it was all kind of a microcosm of four devastating weeks.
Mandino to left field, in comes Crawford, can't make the catch. He pops up, the throw to the plate is going to be off the mark, and the Orioles walk off with the win. The Red Sox lose in a crucial 162nd game of the year.
Can't make the catch, phrases like that. 3 minutes after closer, Jonathan Papelbaum gave up the winning hit to Robert Adino of Baltimore. Longoria hit that line drive home run down in Tampa, and the collapse was complete. But that wasn't the only pain last night. The Atlanta Braves also collapsing in the last 3 weeks when it looked like they had the wild card completely sewn up. Listen to what that sounded like.
Runner doesn't go. Ball's hit right to first. Mayberry's got it. Throws to second for one. Rollins is tossed in time! And the Phillies have nailed the franchise record and win, and they end the Braves' season.
Yes, the Phillies leave a boot print on the Atlanta Braves on their way into the playoffs. The Braves blowing a 10-game lead to lose the wild card to St. Louis. Okay, so our friend Nate Silver of 538.com and the New York Times tweeted this morning to put it all in context. Major League Baseball has been played for 140 years. Last night's events were the sort of thing you might see once in 1,400 years. George Vesey, you were around 1,400 years ago, right?
Or at the moment, it seems that way.
Yeah, exactly. George Vesey, of course, is the person who knows everything about sports, maybe not over the last 1,400 years. He's a reporter for our partner, the New York Times, also the author of Stan Musial, An American Life. What do you make of what happened last night?
Well, I agree with anybody who says that. I don't think it's ever been like that because of the number of teams involved. I mean, not only that, but I was monitoring the Detroit and Texas game so I could find out where I was going on Sunday evening. You know, I'm flying from New York somewhere, and until Texas settled things, I had no idea. So you had those six games going on. I mean, it was all the action. If I were a junkie, a gambler, or somebody who got his and I guess I am, you know, you sit in front of your laptop and you follow these games and you say, where am I going? Who's doing what?
And you're, of course, covering the Yankees-Detroit series, which begins at the end of the week. But, George, let's help out our good friend here, Frank Shore. Good morning, Frank. Director of the Sports Institute at Boston University, former executive producer at Channel 7. Frank, you said earlier this week that if this collapse happened, it would supplant 1978. Do you believe that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, this is just what Major League Baseball wanted when they instituted the wild card, because you had attendance and you had interest and you had viewership last night like no other part of this season.
Just to put in the kind of silver lining there, Frank, on your life. Right?
Well, yeah, there is something to be said for the teams lose. You know, reporters are traditionally always say and get together and they say, you know, if they're not going to win this thing, let them lose now so we don't have to work for the next 3 weeks.
Frank Shore is director of the Sports Institute at Boston University and the former executive producer at Channel 7 up there in Boston. George Vesey, somebody tweeted a Boston friend of mine last night and said, hey, you must be giddy over having your boyhood Red Sox back. They always used to collapse either in July or August. Is this a return or an anomaly, do you think, based on this team? Because the Red Sox were expected to go all the way.
I just want to say that the Red Sox are a terrific organization, and that's not because the New York Times owns a little piece of it or has that. That's my reason for... No, I'm not loyal. I'm not a Red Sox fan. But It's different this time around. They're a good organization. They're run well. There's not that musty feeling of playing it by ear. So for it to happen, it is a classic collapse. I would just like to remind your friend and all people in Red Sox Nation that even though I wasn't around 1,400 years ago, I was around in 1951, and I've got two words for you, Bobby Thompson. I mean, I lived through that. And the Brooklyn Dodgers were 13.5 games ahead in August, and they blew it all. There was a great last weekend of the season, and then there was a playoff. And there was also no, as I wrote this week, no crypto socialist safety net of a wild card.
If you fell through the cracks,
you were done.
You were gone. George Vesey is a reporter for our partner, the New York Times. So, two things before we go. The Braves seem to be handling this by putting a lot of empty seats in their stadium. There didn't seem to be as much sort of obsessive interest for the Braves, and the Braves are a perennial powerhouse team. What do you make of Atlanta taking this with a little bit of equanimity compared with some of the Red Sox fans?
It's football season down here.
There you go. And what about these two teams that are in the playoffs? The Tampa Bay Rays are an amazing team. And the Cardinals, of course, a perennial. We're going to get to see Pujols in the playoffs.
Well, ultimately, the Cardinals are a wild card team, and we'll see what happens with them. Right now, the National League seems like the other side of the moon. As for the Tampa Bay Rays, they're also a wild card team, and they come into this exhausted. I mean, they're going to have to fly to Dallas, I gather, Arlington, and now they have to play. Reality sets in. But what a wonderful ride this has been for them to be seven runs behind and to win. I mean, that was as epic as what happened in Baltimore.
Indeed, and really, really exciting to watch. Frank Shore, what do we do? Just wait till next year?
I guess we don't have much choice, John. Boston Red Sox fans are waking up to a really dreary, gray, rainy morning, and I think it fits the mood perfectly.
And the Patriots lost last week, but you can root against the Yankees, right, Frank?
The Yankees, there's nobody on the Yankees worth hating anymore, and I don't know that Red Sox fans will root against them.
Right, Frank, sure. We'll take that as a spirit just a spirit of generosity there. Frank Shore.
As I told you the other day, John, we root for the story.
There we go. Frank Shore, director of the Sports Institute at Boston University.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.